Who is this book for? For any of you who are content to merely survive marriage or get by in your relationship, and there are millions in this category, you might as well stop right here. This book will do you no good. For those of you who believe, or at least hope, it is possible to experience deep satisfaction and find joy along your way, read on. This book is for you. Throughout our life journey, we all travel along one path or another. Most adults would like to share their trip with a special traveling companion. These individuals get on the highway of marriage and sooner or later recognize that this road is not easy to travel. The marriage highway is just that, a highway, demanding a high level of commitment from its travelers in return for the great rewards it potentially offers. And just what are they, those who pursue this path in life's journey? And just what are they like, those who pursue this path in life's journey? As a matter of fact, there are all kinds of travelers on the marriage highway. Some of you have only just begun your trip down the road as a couple. You hope for a wonderful trek. Many of you may have been hiking, jogging, or inching your way down the highways and byways of your marriage for years, often stumbling, occasionally sprinting, and at times just barely crawling. A number of you have stuck it out through thick and thin, for better or worse, for decades. Since you're very committed to each other as traveling companions, you'd like to find a better way to travel. Still others have fallen or jumped off the course of marriage before, maybe several times. You know only too well that marriage can be a long and dreary road of unhappiness and pain. You have lots of scars from serious accidents on the road. Some of you are terrified at the thought of ever traveling again. All have doubts aplenty. Nevertheless, you're hoping that maybe, just maybe, you can learn to get it right this time. Then there are those travelers who have never set foot on the marriage path. You have always been single and may or may not be currently involved in a significant relationship. You've watched too many friends or family members crash on the road. Many of you are extremely doubtful about whether it's possible for any couple to survive the journey, much less experience anything close to marital bliss. You think it's better to stay off the road altogether. Perhaps you steer clear of any involvement with those of the opposite gender. On the other hand, you may have chosen a parallel path. You're traveling the frontage road of a quasi-marriage relationship with someone to whom you're not yet married. Your perspective? Oh yeah, show me. For all who travel the marriage highway or are considering taking up the journey, our message is pretty much the same. There is no royal road of marriage. Anyone who has ever set foot on this path or watched others from the sidelines knows that the course is strewn with boulders, filled with plenty of unexpected bone-jarring potholes, and characterized by messy, muddy stretches of road and steep drop-offs on practically every curve. Many feel there is very little happiness, much less joy, along this road. On the other hand, some travelers foolishly believe they can simply frolic along this road as if it were a forest footpath. They are mistaken. Traveling along the highway of marriage can and ought to be a joyful journey, with plenty of opportunities for playful romping and spontaneous sauntering along the way. But the highway of marriage is a serious course that calls for partners who are highly committed traveling companions. Accidental tourists who think they can simply stroll or aimlessly wander along the way will never fare well along this purposeful path. The good news? The trip is worth it. Whether you are young, enthusiastic hikers, seasoned travelers, or battle-scarred road warriors, this is a handbook for marriage travelers to help you enjoy the journey. You'll learn about avoiding hazards along the way. Our emphasis is to help you learn the rules of the road that we refer to as practices. Following these rules will bring you the happiness you deserve. They will assist you in identifying, recognizing, and savoring joy so you can enjoy the journey.